Okay, let's start. Welcome, Sam.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Glad you can make it.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a minute? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah. So me and my family, we've been living in North Salt Lake for about 3 years, a little over 3 years now. We live in the Foxborough area, just to the west, and love it here. Previously lived in Woods Cross for a while, so kind of, you know, been in North Salt Lake area for a long time. And me and my wife and my two sons live here and we love it. And professionally, I'm an architect for a nonprofit community design center in Salt Lake City, and we focus on affordable housing. We run some kind of housing programs, stabilizing existing housing, affordable housing, such as emergency home repair programs and some other things like that.
What's the group called?
We're called Assist Community Design Center. So, yeah. So my focus, you know, I studied urban planning and then moved into architecture. So my focus on health and wellness maybe comes from more of a built environment perspective, and how do we make our, you know, built environment more healthy, or how do we use that to, you know, specifically housing and kind of the community we live in, how do we make that more healthy for residents or individuals of North Salt Lake? So excited to be here, and hopefully I can contribute in meaningful ways. So.
Well, glad you're here.
Yeah.
What made you want to join the, just to help with that kind of stuff, or?
So I had some time open up on my kind of schedule, and then I'm close with Ted Knowlton because I studied planning, and Ted comes from a planning background, and he had mentioned that there was an opening, and you know, I think specifically, you know, there's a big issue with affordable housing that I think is impacting everybody, right? Mm-hmm. I'm also passionate about, you know, transportation and kind of active transportation, and just hopefully wanted to help make a difference in the community, and I've contributed to, you know, when I was in Woods Cross, I was on the air quality committee that they had there and really enjoyed that, and so just like being involved in the community. So.
Cool.
What kind of this stuff?
Great perspective.
You know, I felt it was a little limited in what we could do. You know, we created air quality policies.
For the city?
Yeah.
Like, what might those be? That might be something we want to do here.
Yeah, so it was like advocating for increased bus routes throughout the city, or advocating for alternate, you know, alternate means of transportation through the city. And then also, you know, similar to North Salt Lake, Woods Cross has quite a few refineries, and so they were kind of the committee that was set in place to try to help monitor kind of the emissions that were coming out of the refineries.
Would they access state reports to do that?
Yeah, they would access state reports, and then the refineries would submit kind of, they weren't full kind of quality, but if they had any kind of, you know, once in a while they'll have like they release more pollutants than
a bypass event.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So when they would have a bypass event, they would notify us. Then we would go through kind of the procedures and see if there was anything that we needed to do to respond to that or anything like that.
Do we see the refineries in our city having bypass events much? Well, do they notify us when they do?
From time to time, and they do.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How's it going?
And it's really our responders are more of the fire district.
Yeah.
So
it's really interesting.
Yeah.
That might be interesting to
Yeah. Them. I think it would be good, you know, air quality is, I think, frequently on a lot of our residents' mind just because it's visible.
Yeah. We
it
did
is.
A
it's
wellness
the surveys,
survey
yeah.
in the city for
yeah.
the last 2 years, and air quality came up in one of the top issues
yeah. No.
both of those years.
Yeah, I think.
For residents, so, yeah.
And for a good reason, right? So
yeah.
If there's any way we can, you know, start to address that or respond to it in different ways, I think that'd be great.
I hope we do, and
yeah.
I'm going to talk more about that
yeah.
today.
That's great.
There was an interesting article about the Astra building downtown, which is going to have LED lights at the top that will change color to indicate the air quality of the day.
The Asher building?
Astra building. It's the tallest building downtown now.
The new
oh.
one. Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, they're going to.
Oh,
gonna be
like I like that.
White if the air is clean, and then it's going to go orange to red to purple,
so
I think, depending on how bad the air quality
red
is.
Red and purple all the time.
So, and it's like a block from the Walker tower. So we'll have like weather and air quality on two buildings next to each other downtown.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
That is really going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Excited to be here. So thanks.
Glad you're here. Citizen comment. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes from last month? I can't say because I didn't see them in the email, so I didn't actually.
I had a question. I wanted to look at one thing before. Sure. Sorry, I had it open and then I closed it and then I just wanted to look for a second here. Sorry. I can't get this to. I would make a motion to approve, or I would second your motion.
Great. Is that good?
That's good. So technically only the four of you are allowed to participate in that legislative process.
I just looked to you to make sure we're saying
not
all
a
the right
member.
Stuff.
I'm not a second.
Perfect.
These two aren't either.
Okay.
We should, and so I meant to mention this.
Yes.
You should just... Now that we have a motion and a second, you should say all in favor, and,
okay.
And you guys should vote to do that.
So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Yeah.
I get the procedures down.
Thanks.
All right, let's go over our goals and priorities for 2025. Got these up here?
Yeah, I have them open, and what I did, so... Each of you should have access to this. This is on the Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's been helpful.
It's a pretty big file, so I kind of made it smaller. But if we wanted to, you know, if you want to make it bigger so we can actually read it. What I did was I made notes from the last meeting where we talked, where we kind of established the goals. And my notes are in italics. So, like, there's a note right there.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says remove for 2025, or continue in 2025, include in a quarterly newsletter. This one was, we can remove it this year, but we add it next year. So what I haven't done is really removed things, but I can clean these up. These are the notes from the minutes, you know, from my notes from the meeting and the minutes. This is a new one. And it's italicized, so you can see that. And then, of course, you guys can make additions or changes, or you can make notes. There's a column over here where you can make notes on these. And so the way this spreadsheet works, maybe for you, Sam, is these categories are categories that were established by the city council as
mm-hmm.
core areas of the committee.
Okay.
And so this is the category, and then these are the goals. And we need to kind of copy this into a 2025 tab, which haven't done yet. And we have a committee member that's assigned to it, a staff member who's assigned to it, a timeline. I'm not sure that we've used this column on impacts, and I don't really put anything in there. A timeline, and then any notes we want to make. So,
okay.
And you guys are free to edit this or make notes or ask questions or whatever. Not sure what kind of, other than keeping a record and a tool of your goals and maybe how we're going to meet those, I'm not sure we have to do a lot here. It's good. I think we are in the habit of looking at it in every meeting if we want to make sure we check in with it. But you're welcome to look at it any time. So that's kind of what we've been doing with this document. And then we have completed goals, which, you know, we'll, as we get things done, we'll complete. And again, this... I'll adjust this document in Dropbox so that we have a 2025 tab. I just didn't have a chance to do that. So, and it'll look a lot like what you see here, except I'll clean these up, take the italics out, It'll be the current document. So. And I don't know if you, we kind of went over them last time. I don't know if you want to do that again.
Does anybody want to go through them real quick today?
I think that it's helpful insofar as this will be the goals that we then, I think, will go back to at the end of the year when we do our report to the City Council, which is coming up.
Yeah.
So it might be helpful even just as a review of what we did last year as we put together that report.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Maybe just start at the top. If everyone has, can everyone see?
Well,
and then we can kind of, as you see one that you want to bring up and or comment on. I don't know. Maybe we should read them out loud. Sure, let's
promote and host. No, is that the first one? Promote and host no less than 2 classes a year in conjunction with Communities That Care Coalition.
And we did that last year, and yeah, we should keep that for next year.
Uh-huh.
So we can just report like done.
Quarterly outreach publication to the residents mailed once a year, flyers and strategic locations, churches, businesses, locations, Lees. Is that the newsletter we're thinking of doing?
I think that might need a little bit more clarification of what the topic of those quarterly outreach publications would be. Like, is it parks? I mean, is it trails? Because we talk about that later on. Is it health topics?
I had kind of taken my own notes about that, just to kind of like, of like ideas and that, like kind of just, it's like everything, like the first paragraph is the hardest, and you think like, what, how do you start? If we're writing a newsletter, like what's the tone? Who's writing it? Are we writing it in a kind of a conversational tone, like, you know, in your hands is the first newsletter of this, and you know, this is our goal, or is it intended to just sort of be a bunch of kind of vignette comments about activities, so someone would pick it up like it's an informational flyer? I wasn't sure if anyone, I kind of felt like an informational flyer might be better because I feel like no one's going to read, people don't read anymore. So I felt like writing like a conversational intro was sort of a, we'd be spinning our wheels a bit. Whereas if we just had sort of like the newsletter that comes with our water bill from North Suffolk, I think is a good model where it's like a series of just vignette stories about things.
I think so.
Are we anticipating though that we're creating the entire document, or are we adding in one piece to the existing city newsletter?
I thought it was going to be its own newsletter, but
I think it was going to be its own.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be that we once a quarter we sort of dominate the city newsletter. Mm. You know, once a year the mayor does that. That was the January newsletter, had the state of the city from the mayor. They all look different. And I think, to some degree, if they look different, people might pay attention
rather than be a good idea.
It's redundant, month after month.
Even if it's not us 4 times a year, but maybe we get 1 time a year, and the arts board gets 1 time a year,
sure,
and the all the other boards get one month a year where they are, like,
I mean, that's
highlighted in the...
That's a bigger idea, but yeah.
Well,
I mean,
we don't have to follow up.
Yeah. I mean
we'll take 1 month.
That might work for those committees. They're brand new, and they're going to be trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Does the city newsletter go out monthly?
Yes.
Yes, okay. But it's digital.
Yeah.
And then mailed.
It's been printed.
And I put,
I got one in the mail the other day.
It gets mailed once a quarter?
Yeah.
Twice a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's only...
It's occasional.
It's only occasionally, yeah. I put all committee members here just
great.
Now. Just because I meant by that content, you know, if you have ideas. We do an employee monthly newsletter, and we always have a mental wellness... it's mostly mental wellness because the city employees are kind of in need of mental upgrade, most of us. So anyway, if you have topics or things, you know, I think we will naturally have a topic around events if we do an event like a trail series or whatever, or wherever those are going to end up. Certainly the health and wellness fair in August, you know, we'll put that in. But if you have ideas... then we could...
So do we want to try to create our own publication, or do we want to
have
a month that we take over kind of the city newsletter?
I was thinking of just, if we had it as a... I was thinking it would be our own thing, and it would be maybe quarterly, but if we combine with the cities, I'm unfussed either way. But I think it'd be good to come up with... I think it's good to come up with it where it's like I keep using the word vignettes because I don't know another word for it, but just
we
each have our own little thing.
Because
I think there's ideas that we would come up with. Like, obviously, promoting a lot of the events is something that we would see in the city newsletter anyway.
Yeah.
But if we had our own ideas of, like, you know, maybe in March, one of the notifications goes out to, you know, remind people that, you know, switch the battery in their smoke alarms or things like that, just as ideas come to us that are related to health and wellness and, I don't know, or, you know, come up with a plan, you know, mm-hmm. for emergencies or, you know, what should be in your earthquake emergency kit, things like that, just that we could include. And, yeah, and I'm fine whether it's a letter that we do ourselves or we contribute, and then maybe every newsletter the city puts out, there's like a two or three health that are, you know, maybe they have a health and wellness marker at the top, mm-hmm. and then you know,
like,
and maybe they're in different
colors,
they're blue or something, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, the notes I took from last time were that the idea came from the wellness articles in the employee newsletter, and that we thought we would do one that would be ours and have that help us have a presence on the city's website, and that today we were going to be coming with an idea of what we would like a little vignette, like you said, each of us could contribute and write for that, because we're hoping to get it out by this month, before the end of the month. But if we want to just dominate one newsletter, I'm fine with that too. That's less writing on all of us.
I think we should consider the method of delivery. Mm-hmm. If we're doing a digital newsletter, I think there's no cost in creating our own newsletter, and we can do it 4 times a year. If we are thinking that we're just pushing these things out digitally, maybe it's more like a social media campaign where we're pushing out on the social media channels for the city, and it doesn't have to be a full newsletter. It could just be like one vignette
one
at a time.
Or
if we want to do something that's printed, and then maybe we do it like a second page to the city's newsletter that gets actually printed and mailed with the newsletter one of the times that it gets mailed during the year. Or if we are wanting to do our own printed own newsletter that gets mailed, which we would maybe do one time a year. How much does it cost to do the mailing, roughly?
Yeah, it's about $7,000 or $8,000.
Yeah, so we'd have to.
So we could do it once a year, though, for sure.
We could also do both. We could do it where we have maybe like one or two vignettes or three vignettes a month in the city newsletter, mm-hmm. and then we collect those and then collectively do one. So we, like on the screen we have there, we mentioned going to like schools or churches or like, you know, on the Lee's bulletin board or something. So maybe we do that and then we kind of collect all of our things into one and then do a printed one that we then put at the bulletin board at Lee's, or we put it in, you know, the bulletin board of schools or things like that. I don't know how applicable it might be for different age groups or whatever, but it's another thing we could think about doing.
What do you think, committee? These are good ideas. Just gotta pick one. Pick some.
I think it might be nice to piggyback off of the city's newsletter for now, maybe, and see how successful that is. I do think that maybe us having more of a social media presence might be the route that maybe we take, like our information that we're putting out, right? I don't know if we can put that out through kind of the social media networks that the city has.
You know, one thing we could do with that idea is plan to do like maybe 2 or 3 vignettes a month that we give to the city's public information officer. She can push that out through social media, and then add it in as a section on the monthly newsletters, and then we can be collecting those vignettes and plan to do our newsletter of the content that we've created is a run-up to the Health and Wellness Fair in the summer.
Yeah.
So maybe that newsletter is like in June or July.
Yeah, and that one we can include photos of events the night out.
And we can pull from what we've already created and pushed out there, or we can come up with new stuff as it gets closer, depending on what we think is the most important.
Because I do feel it's easier to digest if maybe we're sending out, you know, a blurb, mm-hmm. you know.
Like
every other week
that.
Or something like that, you know, instead of a full newsletter that people often don't read through.
Are the newsletters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You often don't get through to the end of the newsletter where maybe our section would be right in the newsletter. I don't know.
So we could also post our drafts to like the Dropbox and then send each other like, you know, heads up, and then we can kind of get feedback and
build off of it.
So these blurbs would be post on the like Facebook and stuff like that. Just like
I think I like calling them vignettes. I don't know if that's like the social marketing term for it, but I like that. Like, there's maybe one image or a graphic, and then like a little short write up about something.
Davis Behavioral Health has started doing that recently, and it's great because they've always had outreach, but now they're doing it more kind of intimately, and it's great to have like a blurb that's like, oh, come to this, or you know, come focus on this wellness aspect or this health. You know, so I think that would be a successful way, hopefully.
When is the Health and Wellness Fair again? June or July?
August.
August. Okay, so then we'd do a June or July one.
Yeah, as like a ramp up for it. So would you like to have an assignment for somebody? Like this person's gonna be in charge of the newsletter now or for the year, but like getting it started, or do you want to say this person for this month and then somebody else for another month?
I think each month probably. I was thinking that a good first one would be like basically, hey, we exist.
Yeah.
Health and Wellness Committee is here, and
like an intro.
Come to our meetings. Thank you for coming. Give input, and we're here for this kind of purpose. And I think that could be a good first one to go out this month.
Great.
Yeah.
Is anybody very keen on? Or
so
does any other ideas?
This would be like a little intro vignette that
yeah.
would be on the city
and
this,
like a
the
graphic
city.
With the Health and Wellness Committee, and like what we are maybe and.
Like go on the social media, and we'd save it to go on our newsletter that would go out for the taking over the city one for June or July.
And if somebody wants to do that and really just flesh out very basic ideas, I think Linda can take those and I don't know, like clean it up or whatever. Like
yeah,
she has
several things she can do. With
yeah,
artwork.
So it does like the
yeah.
pressure to feel like you have to get it right
yeah.
and. I don't think that has to be there because there will be like an editor, I guess, mm-hmm. is a way to say
it'll
it that
get
will
edited by
that will put cool. some.
I wouldn't mind
on.
Writing a draft and then sending it to everyone.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do we have Dropbox and do we have an Excel file in front of us? Do we have a section on Dropbox where we can do Word or I mean we could do it in Excel, but I'm just wondering.
I think
you can create it.
The way I would do it is create a Word doc and then click and drag it and drop it into Dropbox.
Okay.
For
okay.
all of us.
Sounds good.
But I think, if I remember right, it asked me if I want to convert it to whatever Dropbox is doing. I'm not techie, but whatever allows it
yeah.
to be edited by everybody else,
yeah.
you can share it with everybody.
Because I think for the intro, it might be good to also like piggyback off of the official city, not directive, what's the word? Where the city creates the Health and Wellness Committee.
Oh, yeah, like the resolution.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And because that describes like
it's
why.
It's in the Dropbox right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I miss that? Okay, good.
No,
yeah, it's in there right
I knew,
now.
Yeah. I knew it was shared, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
And our goals are in there,
yeah.
and the roster, and the
yeah.
and then the Niederhauser presentation.
So I have like links to those?
Yes.
Well, I was thinking mm-hmm. an intro would just be maybe like doing an annotated version of those, like we were created at this point and this is the you
yeah.
know, these are the main goals. I don't think people want to read it, but I think if we do like a bullet point, maybe an annotated version of it would be good.
Yeah,
to kind
that's
of
a great idea.
Like
these are even just the topics like we have in our goals. Like we have the goal of looking at physical health and wellness, food availability or whatever else.
If you remember that survey, that was our initial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
yeah.
should do definitely, yeah. And that's further down in the goals as well that we refer back to the wellness survey.
Yeah, these categories. Right
yeah. yeah. Okay, so... Let me recap what I've heard. See if we, so we want to do our own newsletter in the summer, rolling up to the Health and Wellness Fair. And until then, we want to put together vignettes that are pushed out on social media and included in the city newsletter. And there's a group effort that we will edit on Dropbox. Jeff's going to take the first one for February, probably.
Mm-hmm. And I could also check with Linda to see if maybe there's a way we could get like the same, not logo, but the same... signage on our vignette, so like maybe like something like the plus sign, which is like you know
yeah.
maybe that's a Red Cross
we
trademark
are,
thing.
Actually,
so we don't want to do
she
that.
She is working on branding for all the committees. Right
yeah,
great,
so
perfect.
Something yeah something that indicates us and
cool.
And then maybe like two for March.
Oh, do two a month?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Is two a good
yeah.
number?
Yeah, I think you know.
Yeah.
Every other week.
I think that's fine.
It might be a lot for Linda.
So try this.
Well, hopefully she's not doing a ton of the editing.
Yeah.
But...
If we just give her an almost...
And then it would only be,
ready.
I'm thinking, one that goes in the newsletter.
Yeah.
And she could maybe pick from those, unless we have a specific
the
one.
Newsletter's
the
newsletter's
newsletter.
Easy. Yeah, that's not too bad.
So the others are just going to be like social media posts.
Yeah.
So we got March, April, May, June, and then we take over the city newsletter in July.
What time of the month does the newsletter come out?
About mid-month.
July may be rough if it's going to be the time when we have all the city events happening.
So June?
Well, if it's mid-month, it might be after that. I think the June one might more be taken over by the July events.
Yeah,
and
July newsletter
yeah.
is a good one.
Yeah, probably July.
So that gives us, so just February, that gives us four more months. Once a month. I know you have good ideas about being healthy in the wintertime last time we were here. Do you want to take March? It's the tail end of winter. Or do you have other ideas?
The only thing is,
I'm not gonna be able to be on the committee anymore.
Oh no. I know.
My husband's taking a job with 7-Eleven in Dallas. I'm not leaving, but I'm not here either.
Yeah, you'll be in between both places.
We'll be living a foot in each place.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
When does that start?
He starts at the end of the month.
Okay.
And then I'm sticking around for a couple weddings. Two of my kids are getting married.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, congrats.
Same month.
I see that. Yes.
3 weeks apart.
3 weeks apart.
3 weeks apart.
They couldn't have planned it like the day one day and then you don't take down decorations until the next day?
No. Oh, no. They're not even using the same venue or vendors or two completely different weddings for sure. But,
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say something after, but... Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you're going.
Yeah, I am too. I'm actually very sad. That's why I'm not completely leaving. We're not going to sell our house, but mm-hmm. I won't be here.
Yeah.
You know,
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Well, if you're in town, you can always come to our meetings.
Yeah, and I did tell Suzette. I told Suzette. I said I saw her yesterday, and I said, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Contributed. Thank you for not a whole lot, because I'm saying I'm leaving, you know, but...
You have contributed in all of our meetings.
Yeah, in good ways. Well, then March, I guess. Because I wanted to do April. That's okay.
I think if we just plan for March, then we'll
just
meet again
March.
In March. And
okay, then
we can
plan after that.
Revisit and assign.
Okay.
I can take on March. Yeah, I'm happy to kind of put some stuff together.
Some help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Has anyone heard from Yemi about today?
We didn't hear anything.
Okay, no problem.
Police representation.
But if you don't show up, you might get assignments. I'm just saying.
There's pantry packs or hygiene kits.
Oh, do you have anything? Give a quick update on that.
Can we jump ahead real fast?
I'm sorry, I was just going
no
to
problem.
Leave.
No, no
I
problem.
Have reached out to a few places about the hygiene packs that we talked about last time, and they're really just very simple things that they want that we've kind of already planned on. I've started to put a list together. There was a couple of things I wasn't sure if we would want to do. Just because they're size specific, I don't think we would ever use other stuff. But socks and underwear came up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there's places like Goodwill and DI that sell those in a used, in a new form, but they're really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And we could look at that. There's also some of these overstock places time to time. I know there's one that just kind of opened up down in Woods Cross. And they're kind of like just little junk stores, but their stuff is new, and they've got boxes of stuff that, you know, for a buck, or maybe even they would give them to us if we talked to them and left out, if they didn't get sold in their stuff. So anyway, by the time we got it up and running for this year, I don't think the winter need would be there, but I really think that we can make this happen by the fall if we wanted to. The other thing I wanted to suggest about that, though, was do we want to just have 25 or 30 that our patrol officers are going around with, or do we want to get on board with maybe like the county's Code Blue shelters that more formally have these resources to hand out? Because our officers already know where to take these individuals if they're in need of this kind of stuff. And we haven't had that many instances. I don't think we've had any instances where someone's requested it yet, but no one's turned it down either. Right.
In North Salt Lake, there's not been anybody.
Nobody's requested it.
Have your officers taken some people up to the shelter?
No.
Okay.
I mean, when I say requested it, it's been in need of it.
Okay.
Requested it.
Okay.
Most people just say they're fine, and I think the officer usually just kind of leaves them alone at that point. I'm not sure where we are on our no camping ordinance, though. I don't think we have passed that yet.
Did
we actually pass that?
Yeah.
I can't see it in the code book. I'll follow up with Wendy on that.
I think we did. But
I knew we were talking about it, but I'm not sure that it got a resolution number.
State law is going to make us do it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, it might change, because at that point,
mm-hmm.
they would be an actual violation of a law where they are. They might be now.
What's the number that, like?
Pretty low. I mean, we maybe come across one or two people a week.
Okay.
And it's not always, like even tonight, we'll not get to code blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's get pretty low, doesn't it?
Pretty cold, 18 degrees.
18 degrees, yeah.
Do you have a list of contents that you would request, or do you, because what we have is the HOA group in Foxborough wants to do the collection of the items.
Hmm.
So if we just say to them, we want 30 kits, and this is what we want in them, we can hand it over to them.
Do you want me to email it to you or to Ken, or?
Email it to the whole group.
Okay, I'll just
email
it to the whole
group. And then I'll take it from there and connect it
to
where
most of it is just
to go.
Personal hygiene things, clothing, I have not seen this out there yet, but I would recommend like one of those scout emergency blankets.
Yeah, the thermal ones.
Yeah, they're just tinfoil. I think they're a few bucks, but they really do work. And then just other kinds of blankets and things like that. But I will email.
Yeah, if you email that list, I will take it to the HOA that wanted to do this, and then we can decide if he wants to have just the HOA take it on, and maybe if it's more than he thinks they want to do, we can open it up to more in the city.
Sure, and we're happy to carry around a kit in every car and have a couple
kind
on standby.
Of the goal, which I like.
But like I thought, we might want to just, if it's going to be bigger than that, focus on getting them up to the Code Blue shelters.
Yeah.
Or even if we have extras, could we get them to like Center for Hope? Like
the emergency kits?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
or
any
extra supplies that didn't go in a kit that we have more socks than we needed or something. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Greg.
So that's for me.
Cool.
Okay. If we can keep just like pushing these through. So we talked about the publication. Is that, we can move past that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we just keep going through this and then we can stop if we feel like there's something we need to talk about. Review of city open space, parks, and outdoor assets. That's been moved to the Trails Committee, but that's something, you know, was in for last year.
Uh-huh.
Highlight of the trail with coordinating event 3 or 4 times a year with the Strava app. Keep for 2025 in coordination with trails or events.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
When do they have their meetings?
They haven't.
We haven't
set them yet.
They're not even put together yet. They almost.
Yeah. They're working on it. So I think keep that. Collaborate with the health department for use of city facilities. Jeff Scroger to reach out to health department as a follow-up.
That's still on my list.
Okay, no problem. That's
it's
a goal for the whole year.
One.
So no. That's, we're just trying to see if we want to keep it as a goal, not wrap it up as a goal. Can you continue to promote unity in the community? So this is also, well, for this year, we have a little bit of a hybrid, but it's going to move over to the events committee too.
So move to the events committee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then under emergency preparedness, we have now formally taken emergency preparedness out of the resolution. Is that right, Ken?
We haven't yet.
We have. Okay. So it's still in there. Okay. So that's in work, in process. Create this. Let's see. Now we're in social media. Create this category for items related to CERT training. So I think this is a good hybrid with our other kind of vignette idea.
Yeah.
And then same with the next one, 3 times per year, prepare a newsletter, social media, spotlight on an outdoor amenity. So that would just be one of those vignettes that we do. Okay, so keep that in there. Include, I think we could just put include in the newsletter. It doesn't have to be quarterly. It's just, we'll keep including it.
Is there a way, we don't do it now, but later we could take those and like put them all into one. Like, so it's not 3 spots on here.
Yeah.
Later, I don't think we need
to
do it today.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then maybe the goals can just be listed, like there's 3 goals on this one, but here's the same task.
So those public media outreach goals could be combined.
Social media, but underneath it will also be,
yeah.
It's also a physical and mental health goal. It's also this, but it's just one task item. Okay, so then under personal wellness, promote the wellness survey. And I think this should be some vignettes for us too. We're not going to do the survey this year. But I think having a, like, did you know when we asked residents, they all said air quality mattered to them?
Yeah.
Not all of them, but like, I think it was the number
one
concern.
It was most of them,
yeah.
Okay.
It was the number one concern. Under personal wellness, explore the health and all policies that is happening and keep it in there. Work with city boards, yes. Did we get all of our assignments for city boards?
I think it's down below.
Okay.
You can review it.
And then for under housing, food and housing, explore resources and plans to address homelessness, yes, I think. Yes, and we're also doing, you know, we're helping coordinate some hygiene kits. Food and housing, creation of the document, yes, I think that's still happening. And then under addiction, create a resource document with links to be placed. So I think this one can be edited to say, link to the resource documents that are already created in the county. And that's a lot of, remember they're doing that website for the county with those, so like.
I went and downloaded a bunch of things from the county website that I was gonna, I downloaded it on my computer and I was going to email it to all of us to kind of have it. But they have a really thorough spreadsheet of
resources,
yeah, which I thought was really good.
That's
that we
great.
Could start like populating in our information.
And
well.
Pushing that link out to people so they know where to get stuff. You can take Corey off of that, though.
Yeah, I was going
to
say we can.
Oh, yes. Take Corey off.
Okay, so then ongoing activities. annually coordinate with other committees. Oh, yeah, there are the assignments. Sam, you've already got an assignment.
Great.
There's going to be an
events committee.
Unless you really like golf, there's going to be a vacancy with the golf.
Yeah.
I'll just communicate with you guys when we have those committees.
Okay.
So this assignment, the idea is that health and wellness has a lot of overlap with a lot of the other committees. And we want to be supportive of them, but not necessarily giving them tasks that they have to complete.
Okay.
And also appreciate their feedback from their perspective of this is what I wish the city would consider in health and wellness. So your assignment is to coordinate with them once a year to either attend a meeting and just like listen in and say, hey, I'm from health and wellness. Do you have any feedback for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or the health and wellness wants to do this. What do you guys think? One way that this has worked out is with the Trails Committee. Mason had the idea of doing this trail series last year, and so he went to the Trails and Events Committee and said, hey, I want to highlight trails across the year, but it's kind of a trails and an events thing. Let's work on it together. And they did it together, and then now they're taking it over entirely.
Cool.
That's
okay.
Kind of the idea behind it.
Nice.
Okay, the next one, combine a committee activity with City's Night Out Against Crime. Okay, so that is our wellness fair in August. I did talk to Janet about if she would be interested in...
Oh, good.
She said no.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. But that's okay. We have a long time between now and then, and so just know that we are on our own for the health and wellness fair. And I also think that's okay. We won't be doing the Unity in the Community events, not that we were doing a ton for that, but it's like our one event a year, so it's okay.
And she sent her Google Doc, which has all her contacts. And I was thinking maybe, I know it's February, but maybe just kind of maybe sending everyone a heads up, like just FYI, we are planning on doing it again this August. I think also including, because the police department, the fire department brought trucks, the police department was you know, serving food. I think it'd be a good thing to kind of remind them to say like, hey, everybody, we are doing this in August, just to kind of, you know, if you're ordering 1,000 hot dogs, like put that on your schedule, or just to kind of let people know. And I could also maybe just do that and then kind of send an email update to everyone, just to say like, you know, I reached out to this many people or these people, and
please.
So I think if I maybe do like one or two a day for the next, you know, couple days, I feel like. It's like it's sort of fun for me during the work day to be like, I'm gonna stop for 15 minutes and go make, like I was calling the Ladies of Charity and organizing some stuff with them, and it was like this is a nice
break
from work to like take a minute and talk to a human being. I was thinking of just treating it like a checklist and going through. Yeah,
please.
So.
Thank you.
That sounds
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah.
And then if anyone says, well, we know we're not doing it this year, we can't do it, then we have to fill in some gaps. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, then the next one is the Unity in the Community. So these events kind of came to be through this committee, which I feel like we were really responsive to the information that we were getting from the community. So I'm going to kind of walk these over to the events committee and help them this year, but it's going to get moved over there. And I said this last time, and I encourage you again, the events committee has a lot of events to do.
Yeah.
It's my recommendation to them that they create a subcommittee for each event, because I think there are a lot of people who want to be involved, but they don't want to do everything, but they'll do one thing.
Yeah,
and so if there's a committee just for the Kite Festival or just for Juneteenth, I think that is a lot easier for people to take on.
Yeah.
So I encourage all of you to pick one city event that you would join the subcommittee for and just help run that one event. And I will also report back to this group when they start doing those things and if you wanted to volunteer. In fact, when I go, we already, in this committee, that's how we did it. So there is already a subcommittee for Juneteenth, a subcommittee for Pride, and a subcommittee for the Latino Heritage event. So when I go to the events committee, I will say, this is what we have. This is the citizen subcommittee that is running this event. They will continue to do that next year. So if you have an event you want to do, I will tell them that when I go to that meeting as well. And there's NSL Reads, which is in March, but that one's already... managed. But that could be the committee you're on for next year, but like it's already planned for this year. There's Kite Festival in May. There's Arbor Day, although the city mostly manages that. But if we get a citizen subcommittee, great. So you could do Arbor Day as your event. You could do any of the 4th of July events if that's what you wanted to do. You could do the Unity in the Community events. There's the Halloween event and the Winter Fest. Did I get them all? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you got them all.
So if any of those stand out, is like, yes, I would love to be on that subcommittee.
Yeah.
Let me know, and I will report that back to the events committee.
Okay.
And then we had some completed stuff. So that's our list of goals for this year. I think it might be interesting to add something about air quality. I think that sounds really in line with what this committee can really contribute that other committees are not really doing.
Yeah.
I do think as far as like efficacy, there's not a lot that a city committee can do, but some of the things we could do are include information mm-hmm. in the city newsletter, in our outreach.
Yeah.
We could also kind of put together policy ideas that go to the city council if there are policy ideas that we could, you know, enact here in the city. And we also have the potential that we could put together concepts and kind of lobby our legislators and
yeah.
say, hey, from the North Salt Lake City Health and Wellness Committee, this really matters to us and we would really like you to consider running a bill that looks at this or something like that. There are almost no air quality bills that are run at the legislature.
Yeah.
Almost zero.
Really? That's shocking.
Really? Right?
That is shocking.
It is.
There
and
is
they just,
one. That
year after
will,
year, they just don't do anything.
There is one that will expand gravel pits.
Yeah,
so
but that's going
the
in the other direction.
Say that again. They have them to expand gravel pits?
It gives
yeah.
gravel pits eminent domain where they get to just expand if they want to. Cities
mm-hmm.
can't say no.
Yeah, the bill
really?
Is
mm-hmm.
if an existing operating gravel pit, sand and gravel pit,
wants to go,
has
wants
property
to get
contiguous and adjacent to it, they can expand, they can preempt local zoning and expand onto that property if they own it.
Because
the
of the conflict
can't do
they
about
had
it. But guess what?
Yeah.
North Salt Lake has developed all the
we
land.
We don't have any property
yeah.
that's left.
It, that won't
that.
Affect us, but.
So wait, it was land they owned.
No.
So if
it
you have
own the land.
Wait,
so
the one in our city or the one
no.
about the bill?
No, well, the one you did the bill. What it,
so in the bill, so let's say you have a 50-acre gravel pit in Brigham City.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 200 vacant acres around them that also has sand and gravel on it.
And who owns that land?
Well,
private owners.
It could be
It'll
in
be
private ownership, but if the gravel pit, if
can
the operators bought it, then they could expand onto it. So
even if
it
was
just,
supposed to be commercial,
it could
or
just
if it was supposed
go
to be something else, they get
and
to
ever.
Just do
so
it.
So it overruled the zoning.
Local,
basically.
It preempts local
mm-hmm.
zoning.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah,
oh.
it's a pretty
interesting.
So it is going
yeah,
the other way.
Of
air quality.
It's
yeah.
going the opposite direction.
Right.
Of air quality. Sorry, I was.
How
mean.
Much do those gravel pits affect our air quality?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It's
oh,
the,
really?
It's one
mm-hmm.
of the worst things because it
oh.
creates particulate matter, which
mm-hmm.
is one of the worst
because
things
all the
for
dust.
Air quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
crushing.
Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in relationship to like the cars or the refineries, where does it fall in
it's,
badness?
It's more localized.
Uh-huh.
So like our pit affects this immediate area, but doesn't necessarily
yeah.
you know, go further.
I'm not sure it affects Foxborough.
Yeah. Whereas
yeah.
Automobile, particulate matter, smog, it kind of just
the
expands and goes wherever.
Yeah.
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 yeah. And then what about the refineries?
So the refineries are actually pretty clean compared to all the exhaust.
Isn't the particulate matter from refineries and diesel is it there, isn't that?
Yeah, I don't know. But,
yeah.
I don't, but it's not, they're not as big a polluters as they used to be.
Yeah. I don't know. There's U.S. Magnesium, which is on the other side of the lake. They're actually one of the biggest polluters
mm-hmm.
in the country.
But they just downsized
the
a ton, right?
They downsized a bunch,
yeah.
In the entire country, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're so far away that people are just like, but all the pollution kind of
yeah.
drifts
blows.
Across.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there are one of the few magnesium handlers in the world. They're like the only other plant that's comparable. So there's one in China, and that's
yeah.
it in the
mm-hmm.
world.
You don't
yeah.
want to be compared to China when it comes to their
yeah,
mining.
That's, true.
That's why.
That's not a good.
That's
yeah,
why
yeah.
they say like. That's why they kind of argue like you can't get rid of us because we're the only ones that do this. So
yeah, they kind of
wield
that as their power, but.
Huh.
Yeah, I think air quality would be great if we put that as a goal. Even if it's from, you know, in the beginning we probably won't have like a lot of policies or a lot of action items, but even if it's just advocacy, getting the word out on, you know, alternate
maybe
means of transportation.
Maybe
mm-hmm. You know, ways that you can improve air quality, ways that you can be safe during like a Red Air Day event, because I think a lot of people just like, oh, it's Red Air Day. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go out and do my normal stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
I think those types of things would be good to kind of push out.
You know what I think would be really helpful would be to just educate the average person on our air pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I just learned about the gravel pit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I wouldn't
or
know
that there's no legislation on air quality.
Or, yeah.
I know.
That might sound
like
a little aggressive.
That would be really, really,
it's
really
good.
Cool. Because I feel like we all know that the air is bad.
Yeah.
But what does that mean?
Yeah.
We know that it looks bad And it's and it can almost look like, you know, almost yellow days, like you know,
driving
around in yellow. we know, but we don't know how, what does that mean? And how bad is that?
Would you write some vignettes about that?
Yeah, that's what I was actually planning in March, because it is on people's minds in March, February, March. Because
we
have the
inversion days.
We don't really know how to talk about it in a way that really can. We don't really know. We don't have enough information and details to really have a conversation.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or to really put any kind of pressure on anybody in any of the legislators, because we don't really know how to talk to them about it or talk to our neighbors about it. We just know it's bad.
That's true.
That's a bad thing. Well, you know, what does that mean?
Well,
how
because it's such
a
large issue. Yeah. Like, it's daunting, right?
It's like,
I can't do anything about it, right? Or that's what we all think, is we can't do anything about it.
Where if the average person actually understood to some level of detail what it meant or what it was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, for example, smoking. There was a time when we knew smoking, we didn't think smoking was bad, then we knew smoking wasn't good, and then we knew, oh, it's doing this to the lungs. I mean, pretty much people can tell you what smoking does to your lungs now. If we could have that kind of education to people to say, this is what it's doing to us, like, that would be a much more compelling argument when we talk to, if we had that information to talk to legislators about. That's what I think would be really
so like
helpful.
An education campaign on kind of air quality.
Yeah, and what's it doing to our kids? And,
yeah.
You know, what's it what's it doing to our lifespan or our quality of life? Those are my thoughts.
We could ask, I can't remember their name right now, which is really bad. I think it's like Rural Utah Project, but they used to be another name, that's why I can't remember it. They could come and we could say, hey, we are a city group. We are interested in air quality. We have no idea what we could possibly do. You are experts in this world. What would be the baby steps a city might take? What would be the considerations or the areas that we should look at and focus on?
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
I will figure out the name of that group that I'm thinking of.
It
might be this one, but Rural Utah Project doesn't sound right.
So this is the goal I wrote. Is that, does that capture what you're talking about, or?
I know, for some of us who have really bad eyes, I'm not sure. Let's
see. Oh, sorry.
I should be able
to think that's fine.
Yeah.
Good start.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Air quality consideration. I feel like for this year, there's not a lot of concrete. Like, we just want to say, hey, let's talk about this. Let's think about this. We're not sure what we'll do.
Yeah.
Putting it in social media is concrete, and I like that. But for now, it's just kind of a topic.
All right.
Yeah. Well, then Davis County Health Department just put in a bunch of air quality monitors. And there's one, and they're all local, right? So, like, there's one in Foxborough. There's one here. On the east side,
so
it's accessible online, right? So you can get online and
well,
see very localized.
Well, that would be a great thing to put on to the the Instagram. I mean, like, I follow Buoy Pop, you know, where it says, oh, there was a storm, there was some action off of Hawaii, so in 2 weeks we're going to have a storm.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then I kind of track the storms, you know, like, it's coming. So if there was something that was on our Instagram page, it was like, okay, this is where our air quality is today.
Did they put
one? Ooh, maybe that's one of the goals we do, is like have a flag on the city website that says today's air quality.
We copy the Astra Tower.
Yeah, just copy the tower, or just do like a live feed.
On the marquee, a strip of LEDs.
Yeah, that's
a live feed. Exactly.
Did they put an air quality monitor in Foxborough because there was like one resident there who was like really hectoring and awful? Is that
why? Look at you affecting change.
Being a pain under someone's saddle.
Oh, that's great.
I can't remember.
Gets things done.
I'll figure out the name of the place, but I really like that. I really like that.
There's like the Physicians for a Healthier Environment.
Yeah.
They're one organization.
One, you know, the Garbutt. Garbutt is the David Garbutt. Ooh, I'm getting closer. My brain is coming back on.
I did the same thing.
Yes.
Events.
Yes. Where does he work? Stewardship Utah. That's what it used to be called. And then it became something else. So they are a great organization to talk about baby steps in policy.
Okay.
Yeah, they are Rural Utah Project.
Okay.
So
you're right.
Stewardship Utah merged with Rural Utah Project, which seems weird, I think.
Yeah, that does sound.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they really are like a downtown Salt Lake place, and I guess they're just trying to reach all the way across the state.
Yeah.
So reaching out to them
they would, I think, really, so like TJ would be great. You could tell them I told you to do that if you want to do that. Oh, I guess they've got people around. Yeah, TJ's in Salt Lake.
No, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would say email TJ.
Yeah, okay.
And say, hey, I'm on this committee.
I will do that.
We are trying to think about air quality. What do you think? Where should we get
started?
What
can we do? How do we get started?
I will tell you, just candidly, when I was campaigning for Senate, I met with them, and they said, these are the next steps we wish the legislature would take in air quality, and it gave me ideas of like, oh, if I was elected, this would be the first bill that I would run, and this would be the second bill that I would run, and it was really helpful.
Okay.
Why did they say they're not doing anything with air quality? I'm shocked. I mean, I really am shocked to hear that.
There's the legislature? The state legislature?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm shocked that you're shocked.
Really?
I'm just going to be left. Yeah.
There's too many other hot button topics right now.
There's no
buzzwords that they're.
The Republican supermajority. Republicans are not usually very interested in that topic. They don't want to touch it. Yeah. And it affects all of us.
Yeah, there's. I mean, there's a. Gravel and sand extraction is a state economic priority.
Yeah.
For all the construction that's going on. So there were even some news articles on this recently. They don't want to put gravel pits 50 miles away because then you have trucking costs and materials for projects go up really. And so the state really is encouraging the development of gravel and sand extraction right here along sort of the I-15 corridor. Mm-hmm. And I sit on a little subcommittee, that's why I know some of this stuff. But I've sort of argued that the state can have the benefit of gravel extraction close by if they would put in stricter requirements on dust control.
Mm-hmm.
They could do both, but there's not a lot of appetite for putting requirements on private business. Which is really, I think people recognize the air quality degradation that happens, especially in the summertime when, you know, we don't spray water in the summer and, you know, the dust is everywhere in the summer. But I just don't think there's any will to impose expensive solutions onto private business. That's just my opinion, but that's what I think I've seen. When I'm in meetings, is
right.
You know, and maybe there's lots of lobbying that's going on behind the scenes that I don't see. That's possible.
Yeah.
But I don't think the legislature, as a rule, wants to impose costs onto private business, private developers, private operators of mines, anybody really. It's a really pro-business state, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but
I mean, but we do have this collision between being pro-business and it really impacting health.
Yeah.
You know, and
sure.
Which in this case it seems to be the problem.
Right.
So.
Right.
The same thing we had there was a, I don't mean to drone on, but we had this argument about tier 3 fuels on our refineries.
Yeah.
And the state sort of declined to require the refineries to retrofit to a higher quality fuel level. So tier 3 fuels are required in California,
mm-hmm.
and they've seen a marked improvement in air quality because mm-hmm. the emissions coming out of their tailpipes is a lot cleaner. It's like 98% cleaner.
They have cleaned up their air.
You know,
a lot.
I mean, you can say a lot of weird things about California.
Yeah, but one thing you can say is they cleaned up their air.
But they have good air quality, and so that was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. We had that argument here at the Capitol, and again, I think they just don't want to impose the, you know, cost millions of dollars to retrofit a refinery. Maybe billions. I don't know how much it costs, but a lot.
I think that's what happened. So Todd Weiler from the state Senate, you know, I'm familiar with and talk with quite a bit, but he used to be a good proponent of air quality. And I think what's happened is it's kind of gotten drowned out by everything else that's going on. And so it's kind of taken a back seat. And I think what part of it was is they were all, you know, gung-ho and wanted to, you know, pass some bills, and then they started to understand, oh, if we're really going to get serious about air quality, if we're really going to try and do stuff, this is going to require us to maybe put a little bit of cost burden on some private businesses that we, you know, don't want to, or, you know, help, you know, spend lobbying money in the legislature. And so I think that's what happened, is they started to run up against these really tough obstacles.
Yeah, when it started to get real.
Yeah, when it started to get real, and it was beyond kind of the, you know, the stuff that they had originally started, right? Because there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, like, oh, you know, we'll do a free fair day on UTA, or we'll do, you know, these types of low-hanging fruit that we can show that...
Encouraging 410 schedules.
Exactly, yeah, encouraging this, and we put the signs on the freeway, drive less tomorrow, you know. Like, they went through and kind of checked all these boxes, but then...
How effective were they?
Yeah, really, right?
Yeah, a lot of PR, but how effective were they?
Yeah, so I think that's what kind of happened, is they've kind of... worn themselves out of air quality kind of legislation.
I do think it's an issue that's going to continue to be a collision, because the Wasatch Front is going to double in size. I mean, you can't just have smog get bigger and expect people to have good health. You know, so at some point, we're all going to have to do something about it. Right?
Well, and when UDOT was, you know, I went to a couple of meetings where UDOT was, you know, talking about the expansion of the freeway here in Davis County, and, you know, that was on everybody's mind, was, okay, should we really be encouraging more pollution, you know, for the ease of somebody, you know, from Roy to get to Salt Lake City and be polluting as they pass through our communities, right? Should this be something that we're encouraging, or should we find alternate ways for them to get there, right, and encourage alternate means? And, of course, you know, UDOT has a lot of disposable funding that they need to get rid of, and so it just... push through. I mean, it's needed, right? I mean, I'm not saying that roads are not part of our transportation solution. Like, they definitely are. But, you know, from a planning perspective, like, it's proven that when you add lanes, you increase demand, or you increase use, right? And then in 2 years, you're back to where you were originally, and you got gridlock. So, anyways, it's a big topic. So that's why I think we should. You know,
yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Let's start trying to tackle that. I know it's a big issue, but we could start small and hopefully get bigger.
Yeah,
I mean, the only way it's going to change is if the pressure's coming from the other side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or from the bottom up. Yeah.
Yeah, community members.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's what I think.
Right.
All right. Anything else for goals, do you think?
Anybody else have anything they want to add?
The last one's a big hairy goal.
It's a slow roll. It's a slow roll.
We got this.
Job of fixing air quality.
Yeah.
Good luck. No.
Thanks for taking it.
My strategy is like yours, Jane. My spouse is going to get a job somewhere cleaner.
Right.
I'm just going to go move.
I don't know if Dallas is cleaner. It's definitely not smaller. I looked at the population. It's like, it's
huge.
People. It's huge.
Is it Dallas you're going to?
Dallas.
Oh, I've lived in Dallas before. Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what part?
Just in the city of Dallas.
City of Dallas?
Yep. I lived there.
And I noticed they have a lot of traffic issues there, so I don't know if their air quality is any better. But they don't have the mountains.
They don't have the bowl, so
yeah,
I guess.
Blows
it all away.
Yeah. They have ice storms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that'll be, that's fine.
They don't know what to do when that happens.
All right.
But nobody wants
to. We talked about the pantry packs.
We did.
Anything to review with the Davis County's Community Health Improvement Plan?
Yes. Yeah, so I talked to Issa. She's going to add all of our emails to the county emails that go out. And I did get the new drafts. They're in my other car. So they're the new copies of the report. So y'all are going to get a copy of the report. And then that's probably when we should review it after people have had it for a while. So nope, nothing more, I think, on that for now.
Okay. I think we've covered the newsletter pretty well already.
Yeah.
The point in time count report, did we already get the report back?
No.
I haven't seen any data from the pit count yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was last week.
I'm kind of looking for it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Or even if it's out yet.
And I would like to add to that. So homelessness is a concern for this committee in particular.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the point in time count, the Code Blue Shelter in Davis County is always accepting volunteers, and they accept volunteers on an ad hoc basis. So on the day of a Code Blue event, which you will not know until it's that day,
yeah,
the temperature, they want volunteers to come in. There's three shifts that you could do. They're 3.5 hours each. Well, one's 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., one's 11:30 to 3:30 a.m., and one's 3:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. So on the day of a Code Blue, where they would have it on their website, you would just either show up or message in to the group, like, I'll be there. And you just kind of help run it for the night. You might give out supplies. If people need supplies, you help get people checked in.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone pretty well, is what I've heard so far this year. It's not wild. It's not crazy. It's not really full. There's space, and there's enough space for everybody that's needed to utilize it. So it...
Is there a person they should call to get...
Yes.
...in advance to get set up for that? I could find that out, maybe.
So, let's see. So the provider of the, like, who's coordinating right now is a group called Open Doors. And so you would call them,
wow,
and their number is 385-320-9043. And you could tell them that you're coming, although you do not need to call ahead. You can also just show up. And also, I will email this website that has the information from the county out to our whole group, so you can just access it that way, too.
And they only open their doors when it hits 18 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people to get there. Like, I don't know. I've heard some people, like, you know, I don't know what the temperature is all the time, and late at night. That's rough.
Yeah. Well, I think, I know in our city, and I actually think the other cities are doing this as well, the police officers do a sweep on those
really?
Nights.
That's good.
And they go and deliberately try to find people. And then the plan is that they will be given a bus pass, and then they can take a bus to go, and the
really?
Police officers would transport them to the bus, so they'd like take them right up here to Highway 89.
Mm.
But what Chief had told me previously is that any time that has been confronted, that actually people in South Davis County were just driving them all the way there.
It's easier to do that,
and
it's safer for the person who's outside rather than waiting for a bus.
Well,
so they're just being transported by the police officers.
So that's happening in our county, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's already been happening.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
The Kaysville Center is closing, but they've got a list of other, it just had its last week this week, but they have a list of other places too, so. Yeah. Okay, that's all that I wanted to say about point in time count.
Are we going to talk about it next month then when the data comes out?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I see
I can
just email
it
to everybody and
mm-hmm.
let you know.
If we don't have it by then, we'll just skip it and
on
the next month.
Cool. I don't think we have feedback from other committees because a lot of them are still
mm-mm.
being organized.
Yeah.
City Council update? Okay.
Yes. Okay, so the City Council passed a resolution amending the bylaws, or the resolution that created this committee, and they changed the length of service as an appointment to 4 years. A few of, like, one or two had 3-year appointments so that there was staggered, people would leave at a staggered rate. And I brought up in City Council that I thought that was a little long, that we should probably do 2 years. Because we have only had one person complete their entire health and wellness.
4 years is a long time.
It is a long time, and it's a little daunting. And so as people have joined, I have said to everyone, like, you can leave whenever you need to leave. There's nothing wrong with leaving as soon as you need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we talked about in City Council, and then that's actually what we decided. So we just moved forward, and the resolution has been changed to 4-year assignments. If you want me to go back and say, actually, my committee really wants that to be 2 years,
why
I will.
Why did they choose 4 years?
They did it because it was uniform with all the other committees.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was the only reason. I said, like, I think 2 years is probably enough. And then we have more people, like, finishing their assignments. And they just said, well, you know, the other committees are all at 4 years. Let's just keep it uniform, which is fine, too.
Yeah.
Because truly, people can leave whenever they need to leave.
There's no penalties.
No. You're not beholden. But anyway, that happened. So that has officially passed.
The one other thing I'll add is that, let's say that you only did 2 years of a 4-year term. The council will fill the remainder of the 2 years. They don't start over with another 4 years. So it just stays organized that way. So so it's really not a big deal.
In fact, can you, in the Dropbox, can you pull up the roster for the
yes.
committee?
Do the other committees, are there other people staying on for 4 years? Because that seems long for any
of
those.
The events committee and the so the events and parks were all together, and there were some people staying on that long. They have one, Dallas Golden. He stayed. So like this is our group here, and you can see a lot of those were appointed to fulfill the term of someone else.
Yeah.
That was me, yeah.
Which is fine.
Jeff's got a long 4 years.
Jeff's here forever. Jeff's gonna run this town.
I'm up in January.
All right, so that happened in City Council. And then the second thing I wanted to bring up from City Council, UTA came and presented one thing that I've been talking about in City Council and for a while is that there is currently no bus service in the west side of the city in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And happily, they have decided to resume bus service. However, it is not resuming the service that was there. It is a bus route that I think is terrible. And I made that very clear in the council meeting to UTA that I thought it was not serving North Salt Lake well at all. It picks up at the Woods Cross train station, comes out on Redwood Road through Foxborough, continues out on Redwood Road to 20th West. It never comes to downtown. It never
really
goes into like Salt Lake.
Comes up, yeah.
So I appreciated what you said from kind of the air quality group that you were part of in Woods Cross would talk about active transportation, bus transportation. I feel like the city is not being, the west side of the city is not being well served with that. There is a UTA board meeting on Wednesday of this week, and I'm planning on attending and making comment, just so you know, Ken. I will introduce myself as council member, but that I am speaking for myself, not for the city. But I can't imagine they talked to anybody in Foxborough, not a single person in Foxborough, to say, what type of bus would be helpful for you here?
They used to have a great route, right?
They did, because it took you into the city, that's where... I don't know anybody in Foxborough who wants to go to the west side of Salt Lake. Nor do I know anyone in the west side of Salt Lake who wants to go to Foxborough. This is not a neighborhood that needs to be connected to each other. Both of these neighborhoods need to be connected to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And I think that it's going to mean that people don't use the bus because they'll have to pick up the bus in Foxborough, take it out to 2200 West in Salt Lake, take it to downtown, and then take it to the university or down farther south or something. It just is...
Yeah, they'll have
transfer. And I did say, where did you get the idea for this route? And they said, algorithms. I'm like, well, this is not. Anyway, I will formulate my comments in a kinder way than I probably did in council and that I'm doing right now.
I thought you were perfect.
It's ridiculous.
We had the UTA trustee there, the governor's appointment.
Yeah.
And so it was good for her to hear that.
I cannot imagine that they talk to anybody in that neighborhood.
Nor do I believe,
although they can show me data and I will change my mind, that the on-demand UTA service that people have called in from Foxborough asks them to go to the west side of Salt Lake. That just absolutely does not make sense. I don't know a single person who's doing that. Anyway, so on that route, I will be making that comment. If you want to attend the Zoom meeting, I will give you the link.
Zoom.
Yeah,
it's on Zoom. I'm going on Zoom. It's at like 9 on Wednesday.
Okay.
And they just have a public comment section right at the 9 o'clock at the beginning, and you're limited to 3 minutes, so it's not gonna go long.
So where does it go to in Salt Lake?
Just continues on Redwood Road.
But then
Road,
it curves farther west to 20. And I will, if you want to know my real dark opinion, there's homeless access to homeless shelter services out there, and I think that's actually a larger goal, that they feel like there's now a route where they can come up to the Front Runner and come through our neighborhood and get to our grocery store in our neighborhood. And I just feel like this is not serving these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
It's serving a different purpose. And I think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
So
I think I've called UTA weekly. Well, at first it was weekly, then it was monthly because they're not doing anything about it. But when they switched from, when they eliminated the bus route, for a long time they were, because I've always taken the bus, and they said, oh, we're going to put in a great on-demand service, right? They put it in. The wait times are horrible.
They will only take you to another bus stop.
Yeah.
That's
they
not
only
a great
take you here locally.
Service.
So they only take you here locally. And
yeah.
So I would net for a long time, I was coming up here to Main Street and taking the bus into downtown. And then, so I was always complaining. And so they've started to listen maybe a little bit, but it sounds like not really great. But
I don't think they talked to anybody in the city to get information about where do you think a bus
is. Yeah, because I haven't heard anything.
Do you know if they talked to anybody?
I assumed when they said they were going to resume bus service that it was the same bus.
That's what I thought too. Because I do get their emails. So they responded by saying, yeah. I'm like, I have not heard anything about this. I knew this was coming. Like, you're showing up now telling us this is the
bus and
there's no feedback.
Well, usually they have a public comment.
Yeah, and they said, oh, no, we've had public comment for a couple months. I'm like, well, I haven't seen that, and I live here. And she's like, well, make sure you're getting our emails. I'm like, oh, I do get your emails. But I don't read them all. And none of them said anything like, this is proposed bus service in North Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Make public comment on if this is the right route. So I've been working, advocating for that for 4 years.
Oh,
and then to have it, come in and be like, that's what it is. No. So anyway, that's my last part of city council update.
It's like your wish comes true and the monkey's paw curls.
Well, I'm glad our city council members are so enthused about things
spicy.
In our city. Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, it's great.
It was kind of a spicy meeting. They're not all like that.
That's
spicy.
Okay. You can be kind and set boundaries, you know, and have those strong boundaries still. That's good. Any other business from anybody else? In the
this committee? Is just an open spot where you can bring up anything you want to talk about.
Okay.
Also, you can.
Yeah.
If I would like to fill a vacancy on the committee, how do I go about doing that?
Give me your phone number. I will send you
so
what you need to know.
Month, then?
What?
Fantastic.
You done this month? You guys already found a place to live?
Okay.
Or?
So my husband,
number.
So David's
Wait,
at the end of the month. I'm
well,
sticking
the
around.
Weddings,
so.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
0010. Right. And we're not those very.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm texting you right now.
Okay.
I will
but
send you.
Yeah,
I'm
spending a lot of time.
Okay.
There. So you fill out an
that
application, and
yeah.
then
so.
So your plan is to resign from the committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't know when I will be there and when I'll be here. And
yeah.
Okay.
Spend winters out there when air quality is really bad out here.
Yeah.
And then
I love
to
ski.
Here,
I love skis.
Are we okay? Are we okay working on that?
Yeah.
To fill your position.
Yeah, I've already told Suzette.
Okay.
Suzette was
oh,
the
good.
One who.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
That's and
awesome.
I guess appointed me.
Yeah. Yeah. She
yeah.
Okay.
So I told
Thank
her.
You.
She knows.
Okay.
Great.
I'm sorry to see you go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know you,
but I've got your spot.
She was coming anyway.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
You deserve a voice if you
so,
oh,
Mason.
You.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to mention.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of related. This is another change that the council approved in the bylaws.
This is a good point.
All of our committees now can invite members of the public. If you think there's somebody in the community or even outside the community that you think would make a contribution to a meeting, it doesn't have to be a.
Mm-hmm.
an ongoing
mm-hmm.
thing. You could just invite somebody to be
it
a participant
be someone for, air quality,
for a while.
Someone for
yeah.
But if you guys want to invite other people that you know to be part of this committee, it doesn't require council approval. They're non-voting members, and they can just come and contribute to your meetings just
okay.
like you guys do. The voting will still stay with the five members.
Mm-hmm.
But
And we do have to have three of you present to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that to hold the meeting at all, or is
to
that to make
meeting.
Any vote?
To
even
meeting.
Have the meeting. Okay.
We have to have
so
three.
So the voting members
okay.
do have to come.
But if there's two of you here, I'm happy to talk.
We can just chat.
Just
but in order to have a meeting,
an official
and
meeting.
An
right.
official meeting, we have three. Have to have three.
Fair
okay.
enough. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
great.
So anyway, I thought
that
was a good
change.
Are these the
point.
New changes that happened?
Yeah.
That you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
So
and it's in the Dropbox. If you
okay.
want to look at the revised bylaws, that's where I got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Off the Dropbox.
I don't think we are allowed to make updates to the Dropbox from the link that we have.
Okay.
I'll
check.
I can't from what I'm doing right
you
now.
You can't on the spreadsheet?
On any of it. So I can access it and I can open things, but I can't upload
okay.
anything. I can't create a new document and I can't edit anything.
All right.
And that probably just means some permissions need to be changed.
Yes.
And it needs to be formally shared with the email
yeah,
addresses
sorry about
of
that.
The committee instead of just a link. If we're going to use that as a back and forth.
We've had complaints that Dropbox is not convenient and we should be using other products that are better.
Google Drive?
Yeah.
Well,
or even
I mean.
Yeah.
Dropbox, I mean, if it's the 2005s, but okay.
I don't care.
Ouch.
I would use whatever is most convenient for me.
I actually don't care either at all. I feel like they do the same thing, so. Doesn't matter to me.
Cool. Anybody else? Committee member business? Agenda and scheduled date for next meeting, so.
Any regular day.
What would it be?
It's the second Monday. Oh, is that March 10th, though?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is March 10th a bad day?
There's no school that day for Davis School District, but that's fine.
Oh, really?
Because guess what? It's a night meeting, so. Even if my kids are home all day, it doesn't matter. And they'll have school the next day.
So March 10th?
Yes.
Does anybody have anything they want to make sure is added? So we might talk about the point in time if we got the
yes, keep that on.
Data.
I think we should keep the hygiene kits on.
Hygiene kits.
I think we should have an ongoing agenda item that is the newsletter or whatever, however we want to say it, like our social media, our vignettes, that we just are continuing to update that and revisit that.
Maybe we'll call it something different, like ideas for a newsletter or social media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in contact with some people with the Ladies of Charity to try to get their permission to have their information put on like a poster. I was thinking maybe something more durable, like a canvas, a framed like a canvas that we could carry, that we could have available at like food truck nights or city events.
That's a great idea.
With their Venmo QR code and then the link to their website if people want to donate.
That's
outside
great.
Of Venmo. So I kind of have put up a couple mock-ups together to show them and get their approval or decline on, and then, you know, hopefully we can get that going. So I think that would be nice to kind of, they said that their the population they're serving keeps increasing.
Yeah.
And the last day they served over 60 families. So I think it's important if we can maybe help get those donations out for them and get more volunteers for them. That would be great. So I don't know if that needs to be an agenda item or
they would want to do. So when we talked to them last time, they were glad that they came to the Latino Heritage Night, and they were glad for that, but they weren't sure that they could staff a booth for all the food truck nights. But we are shifting food truck nights differently this year, where we're actually only doing like 5 or 6
once a month.
Yeah. Do you think they might want to do that? And we have the dates all set. Like there's two in June, I know that. I think 2 in July, and then like goes to 1 in August, 1 in September. And so they would have very specific dates that they would come. We also could see if maybe city council would want to staff that. They operate heavily with food access. They do the food pantry once a month.
Or if they are willing to volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have like some flyers and some basic information, and we have like a poster of their QR code and their information, we could.
Yay, look at, we got the delivery. I called TJ, and he came. That's my husband.
Thank you.
Do you want to look at this?
Well, I don't
that
know.
One. Well, here, just page
okay.
through it while we're
okay.
here. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so this is the county version of this committee.
Cool.
They have created their plan and their goals. And I think they align so well with the kinds of things we've been talking about here. And I think this is a great way to both partner with a larger organization and not duplicate work, as well as see a framework that might be helpful that we would want to replicate here. So my thinking is take this home, page through it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then let's put this on the agenda.
Next
so
time.
When we have this agenda
cool.
item next month, come with anything that you're like, I loved this.
Stuff we can pick out hijack, use.
Yeah.
Go online or align our goals with.
Yeah.
I did have one more thing, sorry, and it is the Kindness Summit in April.
Yeah.
I am not able to go to that. So the One Kind Act a Day, we have partnered with both at the city level, and then they've partnered with schools in the city and a little bit with our committee. They are doing a summit in April. If we would like to send a representative to that event, it's April 11th, it's a Friday, it's all day, it's at the University of Utah, like 8 a.m. to like 4.
8 to 4, yeah.
They have really cool speakers.
Eboo Patel from Interfaith, he's the founder of the largest interfaith group, Interfaith America. He's speaking. The governor should be speaking about his Disagree Better. The president of University of Utah and BYU will be speaking about their Rival Right initiative. David Payne from the 9/11 Day of Service will be speaking.
Cool.
Sean Callahan from he's in charge of worldwide operations for Catholic Relief Services, will be speaking with Sharon Eubank, who's in charge of LDS Relief Services, or what's it called? LDS Relief Services?
I think it's LDS Humanities.
And they'll be sharing the stage together about, you know, groups working together to provide relief. It'll be fun.
Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
So if we wanted to send somebody that isn't, like, because Mason works with the organization, if we wanted to send someone from the committee, if you want to be that person, let me know, and I will forward the invitation to you and get you on the guest list for that. And that's it.
With that, I did want to, I was hoping to do it this month, but I didn't have enough time. I did want to make a short presentation about kind of things that happened with the city. I know we did the city's been certified, but there's still ongoing things happening with the schools.
I'd love to hear about that.
We had a magician come to Wasatch Peak Academy, and the principal wore outfit dressed like a bee, told everyone to be kind, and it was adorable.
That's great.
And so there's a lot of stuff still happening with the school, some stuff with Foxborough still, and some of the others. So I just thought it'd be nice.
Do you want to put that on the agenda then?
Yeah, if we could put that on. Just, I thought it'd be helpful to kind of say this was something we pushed, something the city did.
Cool.
These are some of the things that came out of it and are still ongoing. Yeah,
great.
April 11th will be really cool.
Yeah.
Did you go last year?
No, but the mayor did, Brian.
I remember he was
there,
yeah.
He said it was really great. He was saying, if you can go, go. It was really good.
Yeah.
But I can't go. All right.
Then we make a motion to adjourn? Is that what we do, or are we just adjourn?
You do make a motion, but it doesn't have to be voted on.
Okay, that one we don't vote. Motion to adjourn?
And then it stands. That's all you have to
That's
do.
It.
You can vote if you want, but it is not necessary.
Well, you guys can just leave, and when there's less than three of you, we're done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is
thank you.
Isn't that cool? Yeah,
thanks
I know.
For
well, we're trying
with
to be,
us.
Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, conservators,
it's
and
short.
My, I
it's
have
okay.
to enter now.
No,
I'm
glad
car,
you're
but
here.
We did buy a new car, so we have two cars.
Excited.